Good morning. We are towards the end of Hilchos Yom Tov, a few more days. And just a quick thing from, thanks to the guys in the shir, they asked a great question yesterday. On Yom Tov Sheni, if the Jews are allowed to do the kavura, and we let them go out with their horse and buggies or cars outside the tchum, driving, whatever, to get to do whatever they need to do for the burial. So then, if we let them go, are they allowed to come back? So we see this famous principle, Yuma Ayin Zayin, the Amud Beis, for example, where it says that in order to prevent them, Shiloni Kashal La'atid Lavo, so we don't prevent them from doing it in the future, the example was, we let them go hear a shir on Yom Kippur, even though they're going to get wet, and we let them come back and go through the water in order to come back. Because if we don't let them go, then the Gemara says, well, the next time the shir happens next year, they ain't going to go. So they'd rather they go, and so that's why. And we saw that by tchumim. We let them go, and we let them come back, even if it's outside the tchum. So what about to do Isuri Derabanan, like riding on horses or cars? So, there's not much written on it. It doesn't happen too often. And I looked in the Beis Yosef. It happens to be, it's a Dion by some of the Rishonim bring it up. So, and doesn't seem like there's a difference for going Chutz Etchum. If you can, since they let you come back Chutz from, come back after the burial, to the Chum, sounds like from the Beis Yosef, Rishonim, the couple of Rishonim he brings, that there should be no difference. But he doesn't say so, Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. So it makes sense, but regardless, all these cases is case specific. What to do, Lamaisa. I'll just point out, I asked Rav Jonathan Sachs last night, and so he told me two things. He said that broyers sometimes. No, this is from YU. Okay. He gave a shir. Jonathan Sachs.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jonathan Sachs. Okay, very good. So, did not have a dream. I saw him last night in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and hey, he gave a shir. And as they inaugurated Rav Wiener to be a Zev. To be the Rav of a shul there. Anyway, so he told me that it was known that in broyers they would bury on second day Yom Tov, and whoever was needed, they would go drive outside Manhattan to take care of the burial, but they would not let them come back in. I don't know what the chishuvim were, but that's Lamaisa there. He also mentioned to me a relatively famous story, and unfortunately I forget the names, I didn't write it down, but it happened relatively recently in Europe, I don't know, maybe 100 years ago, whatever it was, and there was the Rav Paskind, it was a big Rav, famous, and there was a Rav who passed away right before Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, but it was late in the afternoon. No one was going to come to the burial. So they, the Rav Paskin that they bury the body on Yom Tov Sheni. Even though they could have buried it Erev Yom Tov, they pushed it off till Yom Tov Sheni, because everyone was able to walk to the base of Kvaras. So that's just interesting. I know I've heard from several people that it's known sometimes Satmar would do it. Oliver Friedman from Australia and Ashir told me, he knows, and I don't know, but he said that Satmar even, they would do it even on Yom Tov Rishon by a goy if Yom Tov Sheni was Shabbos, because on Shabbos we never do it. So whatever, different. Anyway, just a little thing about burials.
Thanks for doing the homework.
Okay, now we are on Taf Kuf Kaf Zayin Eruvei Tavshilin. So this will probably take us 2-3 days, probably three. Okay. So let's start reading from Aleph, and then we'll do a drop of intro. Aleph, Yom Tov Shachal Yod Be'erev Shabbos. So now, when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, Lo Yavashel B'Tchila Tzarech Shabbos, you're not allowed just to start cooking on Yom Tov for the sole purpose of using that food L'Tzarech Shabbos for Shabbos. B'Kdera B'Fnei Atzma. You have your own pot, and this, I don't know, you're going to make a stew, or you want to grill something, you want to make chicken soup, and it's, you're only doing this. You're not using it for Yom Tov, you're only using it for Friday night or for Shabbos. So that's clearly Aser. Aval Mevash, now, fine, I'll just say right now, so that's a machlokas Rishonim and somewhat Achronim. If that's a Iser Deraisa or Iser Derabanan, it's also tied into Rabba and Rav Chista and the Gemara, without getting into all the nitty, all the little details. Bottom line, it's a machloket Rishonim and basically Achronim. If this is a problem Derabanan or only a problem Deraisa, to cook specifically on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. So we'll see why that's important. So here. Aval, what do you do? Mevashel hu kama kederes liyom tov. Cook whatever you want for Yom Tov. Have in mind, whatever you're cooking, all the pots, all the different dishes you're making are for Yom Tov. V'im hotir, hotir l'Shabbos. And if you have any leftovers, let's say you want three different dishes to make a fancy meal for Yom Tov, you're allowed to do that, even though you know you're going to have leftovers. You can't eat three whole chickens or three whole steaks or whatever, roast, it's too much. So you know you're going to have leftover for Shabbos, but since you're eating, it's the purpose is for Yom Tov, it's 100% permitted. All right, and you don't need to have an Erev Tashilin for that. Okay. Now, the other option is, V'ayidei Erev, however, you can cook specifically. You can cook specifically, and only this pot is only for Shabbos. You can cook it on Yom Tov. If, all right, there's a Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. This is if you made an Erev Tavshilin. We're all familiar. Chazal made a takana of Erev Tavshilin. You set aside some, Lamaisa, we set aside some. A cooked dish and a baked item. We'll get into that more. And therefore, you're ma'arev. You're combining what you prepared on Erev Yom Tov through Yom Tov, and that allows you to continue doing it for Shabbos. Now, why did Chazal make such a takana? If you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so why did Chazal make a takana that you need to, in order to do it, you have to first make an Erev Tavshilin? So here, let me just take one step quick back. We're going to get into this more, but if you hold, this is a big machlokas, if you hold that normally cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if it's only going to be used for Shabbos, is Deraisa, so then the poskim point out, you need to start cooking that early enough in the morning or in the early afternoon or very early afternoon or in the morning, so that this way you still have time to eat that food on Yom Tov, so that there's a whole thing of ho'il. Since you could eat it on Yom Tov for yourself or for guests, then midaraisa, you're allowed to cook it. Even though if originally it would be an Iser Deraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but since you do it early enough in the day that it's still edible by you or possible guests that might show up, so then it brings it down to a level of Darabanan. An Erev Tavshilin is only going to work if it's an Iser Darabanan. An Erev Tavshilin, say, a bracha on some food that Chazal made up, is not going to help you take care of an Iser Deraisa. Many Rishonim, the Rambam, says the whole concept of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos is only a din derabanan, and according to the Rambam, you can cook right up until right before Shkia on Erev Shabbos, on that Yom Tov of Erev Shabbos. So the Maisa, the Poskim say, try very hard to be machmer and only cook earlier in the day, so you're Yotze according to the opinions. Major opinions who say it's a din daraisa, and therefore you cover your bases. The Mishnah Berurah and many others say bishat adchak, it's okay to be like it's not bishat adchak, Chazon Avadia. Many poskim say bishat adchak. You're allowed to cook if you forget and you're stuck and it's necessary. You're allowed to cook right until shkia, and to be so mech that it's only a din derabanan. The Isser is only an Isser derabanan. Again, if you look in the different achronim, you'll have different opinions how much of a tzarach and how much of a bishat adchak it needs to be in order to let you cook until the last minute. Mishneh Berurah is on the more strict opinion, Magen Avraham. From the words of the Chazon Avadia, he's a little more makel. But again, you can just look up different achronim and you'll see different, a little bit on the scale, a little bit this way and that way. Fine. Now, why did Chazal make this takana? So if we brought it, if the whole Isser is Darabanan, or it's earlier in the afternoon and now the whole Isser is Darabanan, so how come Chazal made this takana of Eruvi Tavshilin in the first place? So that's the Gemara and Beitza on Tedvav, Amud Beis, and it's Machlokas Tin Rava and Rav Ashi, what's the reasoning? The whole reason why you have to do Erev Tavshilin, why did Chazal make up this whole takana in the first place, is Rava says it's Lekavod Shabbos. Because if you do this, then you'll make sure if we make a takana of Erev Tavshilin, then everyone's going to know about it, and everyone's going to make sure that they set aside a nice amount of food for Shabbos. If they didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, it could happen where a person gets carried away and eats up all their food and doesn't think about Shabbos. But when you make an Erev Tavshilin, you're making this whole Gansa Maisa that you're going to make sure you're preparing to have a nice amount of good food for Shabbos. Rav Ashi said the reason is because if we let you cook Lechatchila from Yom Tov to Shabbos without having this special takana, then you might think you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Sunday, Yom Tov for Tuesday, or for Chol. And by making this Eruvi Tavshilin, that you could only cook for Shabbos if you have this Eruv, then it's going to become really easy for us all to know and to remember that if just like you can't cook for Shabbos without this Eruv Kol Shekein, you can't cook for during the week. So that's the whole reasoning for the Ikar Takana. Okay. Fine. Now, really, there's no difference from Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, that either one, you cannot cook from one of them to Shabbos unless you have an Eruv Tavshilin. Okay. Fine. So we covered all that. All right. Let's go to the Rama. Perush. Inyan ha'eruv hu shi'evashel v'yofer. The whole idea of an Eruv is that you cook and you bake. Yom Tov l'Shabbos. So that's what I said. So that's you're combining the food that you're cooking on Yom Tov from what you already prepared on Erev Yom Tov, and it all becomes like it's from from the weekday l'shem Shabbos. So it turns out when you're cooking on Yom Tov, you're not starting to cook on Yom Tov, you're just finishing. I got right, and I mean, all this is just a derabanan issue for the hecker, which we explained is either lekavod Shabbos or lekavod Yom Tov, Rav or Rav Ashi. Haga, mutar laniach eruv ze afilu sefek chashecha. Now, let's say you forgot to do it all day on this eruv needs to be done before Yom Tov, right? So, if Yom Tov is Friday, then you wanted to take care of it on Thursday. You can do it all day Thursday. We'll get into how early you can do it. But the point is, let's say the Rama says, what happens if you forget to take care of the Eruv on Thursday and it's already Shkia for Thursday night? It's Yom Tov already started. You need to do Eruv Tavshilin. You set aside the food, you say the Bracha, you say the Nusach before Yom Tov starts. And now it's Yom Tov already started. It's Bein HaShemashos between Shkia and Seis. So he says you're still allowed to do it. Once it's for sure Vaidai Tseis, whatever that is, once it gets dark, you have three stars. So then it's Aser to do Eruv Tavshilin. Too late, nothing you can do about it. Well, there is something you can do about it. We'll get into that later. But you can't make a new Eruv anymore. That's for sure too late. What's the very latest? So you have up until Tseis. However, what if you say Baruchu? before tzeis? Is it too late? So that's a machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says you can still do it after Baruch Hu, as long as you didn't daven Maariv with the minyan. The minyan, the tzibur, didn't do Maariv yet. Once the tzibur does Maariv, then it's too late. But it's a machlokas. Poskim is if it's what's too late. Is it Baruch Hu or is it the tefillah? And he says, for this purposes, you could be somecha. So this whole concept is derabanan. And he says, you can still say it, you can still do it, until the tzibur davens marav. You have even after Baruch Hu. That's the very latest. I'll point out the Ben Ish Chai and some others, such as Shulchan Aruch Harav, says, no, once you say Baruch Hu, it's too late. So it's a machloket achronim, what's the very latest? The Ben Ish Chai says, if it's too late, once you say Baruch Hu, it's too late, just be somech on my Erev, on the city rabbi or the shul rabbi's Erev. If there is no shul rabbi and you're all alone, it could be he will let you do it even after Baruch Hu. Okay, I don't know. So let's go on to Beis. But Erev ze osinuto bepat vetavshil. When we do Erev Tavshilin, it should be done with pat and tavshil. Okay. Oh boy. Erev ze osinuto bepat. You do it with bread and with tavshil. V'im lo aso elo mitavshil levad mutar. So you do it on two things, both on bread and both on an item that's cooked. And if you only did it on a tavshil, so bediyeved, it works. So again, it's a machloket in the poskim. If all you need is only a tavshil, or if you need to do a tavshil and bread. So with a chumra, we say you need to do it both pot and a tavshil. But if you only do tavshil, then that works according to the main opinion. And bediyeved, it works. So if you only do a tavshil, you can also bake as well as cook. And grilling is included in cooking.
And if you only do pot?
And if you only do pot, so then that's a real problem. So if you only do pot, everybody agrees you can't cook. That's for sure. Can you even, if you only do bread, can you bake? So that's a machloket. And it seems to be most of the Ashkenazi poskim, and so too the Mishnah Berurah says, if you only did bread, you can't. Too late. That's from what I've seen. I don't know. It can be Mayan Ode. I know in Chazon Ovadia he says it's a machlokas. If you only do bread, and since he's a Safik Darabban and Lakula, he says you can still bake. Let's see. But in Piskei Tshuvos, he also brings based on like the Mishnah Berurah, that if you only do bread, then you're stuck. It's as if you didn't do anything. All right. Now, if you only want to cook and you're positive you don't want to do any baking, so the Mishnah Berurah says lachatchila you could just do a tavshil, because the only reason for the opinion it says to do tavshil and baking is if you want to bake. But Mikar Din, everyone agrees that if you only want to cook, then all you need to do is only a tavshil. That's for sure. Although in Piskei Tshuvos he says the minhag is just to do both and stay out of trouble and complications, and that's preferable. I don't know. Okay. Now, as far as bread, what is bread? So also in the Piskei Tshuvos he points out that any pasa b'kislin works, although the minhag is lechatchila only to use regular plain bread, but he says anything you could be kovea suda on works, and he even says, based on Eruvei Tehumin, he says you can even use bread made, and he also quotes the Shevet Alevi, you can even use bread from rice or corn, if necessary. If that, you know, you can't eat it, or you, that's all you have. Okay. Fine. What time is it? I lost track of time.
I mean, the idea is something big. It's a minute to
10. No, I know. Maybe we'll do one more.
Yeah.
Gimel. Shir tavshil ze kazayit. Now, the shir for this tavshil is a minimum of a kazayit. Lechatchila, many say you should do a kabetza, but it's only an... Right, and they also poskim say lechatchila, it's better to use a lechem shalem, it's more mechubad, and you should use a proper piece of meat or a full egg or something. or an egg chashuv. Actually, Mishnah Berurah just says a basar or dagim chashuva, something of importance. That's lechatchila. I know many people do it on an egg, but I don't know. And okay, bein leechad, bein lealafim. Now, it doesn't matter how many people you are in the house. If there's one person or you have 1,000 children, or somech al shulchan, they're living off of you. So they're eating in your house all the time. So then, all you need is one kazayit. And that works for everybody because you're the one who's cooking for everybody. Bein bitchilaso, bein besofo. Now, all you need is one kazayit. It doesn't matter when you're starting preparing the food, when you start, all you need is a kazayis, and when you finish, you need to end up with a kazayit. Let's say the food shrinks or whatever it is. The point is, whenever you're saying the bracha on it, you're setting it aside, and whatever it is, it always needs to be a kazayis. Haga, v'yesh matzrichin lechatchila bepat kebeitza, right? So he says the kebeitza is better. V'chen noagin lechatchila. No, dalet. One more. Tzarech sheitav shel zed davar shuar ui lafiz bo atapat lafuke daisa. So, in order for it to be a tavshil, it has to be something that you eat normally at a meal with bread. So it's almost all foods would be included. Even if you bake apples, we have that. People have apple kugel or apple crisp, whatever it's called. So people eat that in the meal. The one example that I could think of that the Shulchan Aruch points out is some kind of, I don't know, maybe hot oatmeal porridge, something like that, that normally, it's either that or bread. People don't usually eat that at the same time as a bread meal. So that you cannot use for the purposes of a tafshil. All right, we'll stop.